Forbidden Panel welcomes you to Panelcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly podcast featuring movie and comic news and reviews. And now, your hosts, AJ and Brian.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 49 of the Panelcast. We're going to try to keep this one a little bit short this time after our run on last episode. We're going to talk about a few news items and some movies that we've seen recently, and then give you some updates on the what we've got going on with Forbidden Panel. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
Forbidden Panel is currently looking for artists. If you or someone you know would like to join us, please visit www.forbiddenpanel.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is AJ. Brian didn't introduce us like he normally does, but whatever. Nobody cares.
I figured they know who we are by now.
Hopefully, they know who we are. Hopefully, actually, this is our 49th panel cast, our 49th episode, which... it's surprising that we've done 49 of these, but we'll be hopefully having some guest visits here coming up soon, so stay tuned for that. We'll keep you all informed for that. But first up in our first segment, we're going to talk about a little bit about what news is going on in the world right now. I don't know if you can tell or not, but I've got a bit of a cold. Brian has a bit of a runny nose, so if you get sick from this panel cast, it's a miracle, and let us know. The first news bit I wanted to talk about is Watchmen 2. That's right.
Watchmen 2.
Yep, you heard it. Watchmen 2. Right now, Vertigo is trying to bank off the success of the Watchmen graphic novel and the movie, and trying to solicit Alan Moore and Dave Gibbons into creating a Watchmen 2 book. They want a prequel story coming out. Now, they're trying to solicit them because they're contractually obliged to. But if Alan Moore and Gibbons decide to say no, then Vertigo will just find some other writer and artist to collaborate on the work and put it out. So what that means for us is that it is indeed going to happen regardless of what Alan Moore says. Now, unfortunately, because Alan Moore may say no to it, that means we may get stuck with a really shitty comic book. But again, knowing Alan Moore and him being a little moody bitch that he can be at times, he'll probably say yes and then write the worst comic we've ever seen in our life.
I was going to say he's a raving loony.
Yeah, well, you know, he may just do something just to throw it in the face of Vertigo and say, screw you. Currently, they're not really looking into making a sequel into the movie, but they are open to the possibilities. They really want to focus on the prequel and see what maybe comes afterwards, if the Watchmen 3 will be in effect. At which point in time, they'll write about the events that happen after the supposed alien invasion that happens at the end of the book. Regardless, if Watchmen 3 comes out, that means we're not going to see characters such as Rorschach or Ozymandias. But, you know, if the prequel comes out, hopefully we'll see a more subdued Rorschach turn into a violent person that he becomes in the original Watchmen book that we so know and love. We'll keep you updated on what's going on with that. But for now, it's just on the table. And that's all really the news bits I had for this week. Brian, why don't you go ahead and go with yours?
Okay. I've got a few things here. One of the things that I've noticed is a couple different places, there seems to be a little bit of Frank Darabont hate going on right now. Some people are kind of, I guess, panning his pilot script for the Walking Dead series. And been hearing that it's boring and it's a piece of shit, and saying stuff that it's too derivative, which I don't really understand that. I would imagine you would want it to take a lot of material from the comic. I thought that was kind of the point. But I don't know. There's been some flack coming against Darabont, and I guess people are saying that it sounds too much like 28 Days Later, which... again, it's kind of a ridiculous statement because it's just, I mean, 28 Days Later is part of the zombie genre. A lot of those formulas are going to carry over into different zombie stories where somebody wakes up in the zombie apocalypse. It's been used several times.
Did they not read the comic book?
I don't know. I'm assuming that they didn't.
Did they not see the opening scene of the comic book where the main character wakes up on a hospital bed, like 28
right.
Days Later?
Exactly. But it's just like they're accusing him of ripping off Romero and, you know, like Dawn of the Dead movies and stuff like that. And it is, it's just ridiculous, like, the things that they're saying, and then, you know, even going so far as to saying, oh, well, the only good movie he ever made was The Shawshank Redemption. I'm like, well, that's really just your opinion. So, I don't know, I found it was kind of weird.
I think that's ridiculous. I mean, okay, so the main reason I'm a big fan of The Walking Dead is the fact that it pays homage to all the other zombie movies that are out there. Yes, it rips off from them, but it's done in a way to pay respect to them. So, of course, if you've read the comic, you can expect to see that in the movie or the TV series. These people that are ranting on about this obviously have never read the comic. Otherwise, they wouldn't understand and know this already. So, what's the point?
I don't know. The only thing, really, that I could see that might be a problem is just the nature of, you know, TV media. A lot of the really hard-hitting stuff in the comic might be left out or tamed down in some way, but that's really the only thing I can see bad about it.
Not really. Not if it's on AMC, right?
Yeah.
Well, AMC, you know, TV shows nowadays, especially on the higher-up cable channels like FX and so on, they'll put the adult label on there so that they can go ahead and curse and have the blood and have the action on there. You know, if you've ever seen...
True.
Any of the movies, like, I mean, Christ, I'm watching Blue Mountain State right now, and they're saying shit and asshole every other five words.
That's true. Know?
So I don't really see that as being a problem. I see them just not really understanding what's going on. I think they're judging Darabon off of his last movie, which was, which one was it?
The last one I remember was The Mist.
Yeah, The Mist. So, which was, in my opinion, a really good film, just that he had changed the ending from the original book form. So maybe they're judging him off of that. But you got to remember, this guy, he knows what he's fucking doing, especially when it comes to the horror genre, you know?
Right.
So you need to give him some faith and maybe pick up the fucking comic book before formulating an opinion. Hearing that this is what they're afraid of makes me happy, because that tells me he's actually sticking to the fucking script on the comic book. Because that's everything that you've just described, you know? So... You can complain all day. I'm already in love with it. Fuck it.
Yeah. We've got another story here about artist Phil Foglio. Foglio? Foglio? I'm not sure how that's pronounced.
Leo.
Yeah. He's a creator of the Hugo-winning comic Girl Genius. He's decided to put his comic online for free. So I... don't really know too much about the comic itself, but I am interested to get in there and start reading it, considering the fact that, you know, it's won a Hugo Award, which is a pretty prestigious award in the world of fiction.
Right.
And I don't know how many comics actually tend to win the Hugo, because I know it's more of a big, like, a sci-fi fantasy award. But it's definitely something that... I think would probably be worth looking out, and hell, it's free.
Yeah, exactly. Free is always good.
Hell yeah. And I guess this story is kind of like a sort of like a steampunk kind of story. I guess that's probably why it qualified for the Hugo. And one of the things I wanted to mention, which is a little sad, didn't really strike me as hard as it did a lot of other people, but... we also recently experienced the passing of the author J.D. Salinger, who probably is most famous for his work, Catcher in the Rye.
Isn't that like his only work?
No, he wrote a number of books. It's just Catcher in the Rye is the one that everybody knows, you know, probably due to just, you know, literary snobs and conspiracy theorists, so... Although I never really did understand the whole Catcher in the Rye conspiracy thing. But, I don't know. It was like just one of those things that just kind of got itself ingrained into the popular culture. Probably just because the book itself was so popular. But it was sad that he died. I didn't particularly care for any of his works. I didn't really like Catcher in the Rye that much. And I'm sure Stark... getting some flames in here, which is fine. Go ahead and write in and tell me why I'm wrong, but I just... The Catcher in the Rye, I just didn't find to be that great of a book.
You know, honestly, I've never actually read it. but I can understand that maybe people are bred and taught to think of it as, you know, super conspiracy theorist or what have you, and maybe that's what influenced their opinion in that manner. But, you know, he's still an author, and he still did a great job of putting himself out there. Though I heard he was a bit of a recluse toward the end there.
Yeah, like after he started getting popular, he just pretty much withdrew completely. And
yeah, well, I've read,
didn't even
I've read
let
some of the stuff that
him.
Happened with him. Like, he wouldn't do photographs and would walk out of interviews and so on and so forth. And, like, the last interview that was done with him was in the 80s.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can kind of relate to the guy in that, you know, being slightly agoraphobic as I am, you know, wanting to hide out all the time. But I'm sure, you know, as sad as his passing was, and a lot of people came out of the woodwork in praising him on the day that he passed away, which it surprised me. But I'm sure that we'll see a movie about it sometime soon.
And probably.
We'll all be able to get behind it and see what's going on there. So.
But, I mean, the guy was 91. He had a good run.
Right.
So.
It's not like, I mean, you know, he wrote the book and then died right after.
Right. So, I mean, I respect him for what he did. I just didn't particularly care for any of his works. But I thought I would mention it since he, you know, he was an important figure in, you know, pop and literature. Mm-hmm. So, and another story, something else that's been kind of popping up in the comic news feeds lately is Lost, apparently. It seems like the media has just realized the connection between Lost, the TV show, and comic books. Like, all of a sudden, people just started writing about, like, oh, well, there's all this, you know, ties in with, you know, all these, like, comic book things mentioned in the TV show. And, oh, and there's the writers for the show are actually comic book writers, because I guess Brian K. Vaughan and Damon Lindelof were, you know, both comic writers and both writers for the show. I think Damon Lindelof was also a co-creator for the show. And so it's funny how now that the series is ending, all of a sudden all these media outlets are like, oh, hey, did you know? But it also seems to, I mean, in the past, you know, 5 years, comic book movies have really taken off huge. And that's probably why some of these like media outlets are finally starting to write about stuff like this, because they don't feel like stupid nerds when they mention comic books anymore.
Yeah, those people are idiots, you know? If you had actually watched Lost, you would know that in the second episode, Walt is sitting there with a Green Lantern comic book. It's in Spanish. I mean,
right.
And the fact that he has reality-bending powers and all this other stuff that's going on, you don't realize and see the ties that it has to comic book folklore, at least, then you're an idiot. You're more lost on Lost than I am. And I'm pretty lost.
Well, not to mention, like, there's the argument between, you know, whether Flash or Superman would win a race. And...
right. I mean, there's stuff like that going on all the time.
I think there was also an episode with, what's his name? With Hugo? Is that the character's name? Mm-hmm. Was reading Why the Last Man.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of comic book nods in that show.
Lots of it. So, and the fact that Ultimate Hulk was put on hold for 2 years because the writer was busy on the show of Lost.
Right.
Duh. You guys really need to do some research. Again, it's that thing I alluded to last week, where, you know, you walk into a movie or something blindly without doing any research on it, when actuality right now, you have all the research available to you with the internet being thrown at you right now, that there really is no excuse why you should walk so blindly into a situation, or at least a film or a TV show, without knowing what's going on into it. You know, we all have IMDb. We all know about it. I'm sure everybody's on there has looked up all the character names on the show at least one point in time, and would have discovered there at least some of the comic book references that they have, or even gone further on by just Googling Lost and see all the comic book references in there. You know, so it just doesn't make sense to me why this is coming about 6 years after the creation of the TV show, and now you're finally understanding why us geeks like it.
Well, one thing I've noticed about reporting on TV shows is it usually seems like the way that they do it is they didn't actually research the show. They just sat down and watched an episode of it somewhere in the middle of the season and then wrote their review based off of that. And, you know, this seems very rare that you have somebody that actually has spent time to actually watch the entire show and try to understand what the show is about before they start writing stuff about it. So I'm guessing that this is either a case where the nerds working at the news stations finally got their chance to be like, well, see, look at all the other, you know, comic book stuff that's in the news right now. Let me write up about Lost. Or maybe just somebody who writes the media section had their kid pointed out to them or something, and then they're like, oh, I'll write about that.
Well, see, that's what's sad is because, like, when you're watching a show like Lost, you're going to have two forms of people giving out reviews. The first one being your casual TV watcher, your Joe everybody, and right. The second one being the geek and the comic book person, you know? Now, unfortunately, right now, there's a good even number on both sides. There's a good even number of people who know nothing about comic books, who still see them as funny books, you know, and have no idea the ties that it has into a lot of the cultures and stuff that they're dealing with now.
We're always going to have that.
Yeah, whereas on the other side, you know, I mean, we're huge. You got to realize we grew up in the closet back in the days, and now we've taught our children and our children's children what's going on with the comic book industry, and with 90% of the film industry right now being all comic book related, or at least some sort of genre that's related to comic books. I mean, come on, Avatar? Jesus Christ, right. That is a big comic book fucking movie, or video game movie if I've ever seen one in my life, you know?
The Avatar video game sucks a lot of ass, so I'm going to go with comic book.
Well, you know what I'm saying, with the visuals and everything that's going on there. Wolverine, X-Men, the whole nine, everything that's out there. And what's great is even some movies that are comic book related that you don't even know about. I mean, I remember back in the day when History of Violence was out there. That was a great movie. And Road to Perdition almost won an Oscar. And all those geeks were in the background rooting for it, you know, because nobody knew it was a comic book-based movie. So you guys are stupid. Understandable that that maybe sometimes you want to read a review that comes from somebody that is not as enveloped into the storyline as maybe we are. But with a show like Lost, where if you're not really following it from day one, that's what you're going to be, is completely lost. Having somebody that isn't familiar with it write a review about it is not going to do it justice at all. It's like having me, who's never worked on a thermonuclear device, all of a sudden give a review on whether or not it's going to be a decent bomb or not. You know, it just doesn't make sense to have it happen.
Right. I think that's pretty much going to do it for the news segment, so we'll go ahead and take a quick break and be right back.
Hi, this is Justin White with Necrosapien Press. Why don't you come down and check out the website at necrosapien.net. You can see all my latest artwork and projects, and we'll have a store up soon where you can buy prints of my art. Thanks.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Panelcast. So this will be our last segment of the show. I know it's really short, but like I said, with the hour and 20 minutes we did last week, we want to keep you guys, you know, want to keep you guys coming back, so we'll give you a short show this week.
We just got excited last time.
Yeah, we just got excited because we were without technical difficulties. So we're like, we can actually have a conversation. Holy shit. So in this segment, we want to talk about something that we are very, very proud of and very happy to see. And that is the release of our first comic book, Zombie Kill Squad. You've heard us talk about it many, 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 many times over the length of our panel cast. But
now it's a reality.
Now it's a reality. The comics came in the mail yesterday. We have them in our hands, and they came out.
I've got mine in my pants right now.
I really don't ever want to make a comic book now that you've told me that. in fact, I'm quitting the whole business. Thanks, Brian. You've ruined it for me.
What'd I do?
Not that I didn't have it in my pants also. But anyway, the comic book came out. It looks really great. They did a really good job in the printing of it and everything. Other than a few grammatical errors that I'm kind of cranky about, but that's just my OCD kicking in. I think it came out wonderful. I think it did an awesome job. Brian, you took a look at it. What do you think about it?
Oh, I'm definitely very excited about it. I mean, I read through the comic when you sent me the CBR for it, but just having it in my hand and just seeing how crisp everything looks on the page and just how, you know, like it, everything just, the something about just holding it in your hand and looking at it and just the ink on the paper and just that feeling of...
I wanted to make sure we were still talking about the comic book here for a second.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, it's not that kind of a podcast.
It's not that kind of podcast this week.
But no, yeah, I'm definitely very excited to have it, and I think it looks great.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, I read it as well when we initially built the mock-up on a PDF in a CBR format, and we took a look at it, and, you know, it seemed okay, pretty cool. But having it in your hand is a totally different thing. I mean, the images came out amazing. Did a good job with the quality and the resolution of the images. And I don't know, man. It just looks awesome. So you may be asking yourself, how do I get a hold of one of these cool comic books that you guys are talking about? Well, if you're in the Southern California area, I may suggest that you go over to Four Color Fantasies, Comic Quest, and Crazy Fred's. They'll probably be holding on to it. Four Color Fantasies is the main store that we'll be operating out of. So they will have it on the shelves next to Wolverine and the X-Men. Yay.
Hells yeah.
It'll be there. But if you are not in the area, you can't make it down, then if you send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, just a manila envelope with, you know, the little bubble packaging inside, you know, something simple, you send it over to us, then we will, with like a dollar inside of it or something, whatever you want to send us. We're not really charging for the comic book. This is more of a promotional thing for us.
Yeah, at least enough to cover the postage.
Yeah, so anything you send us, it will be considered a donation, and we'll go back into the printing of either this book or our next issue that comes out. So you may be wondering what the address is, and here, let me give it to you. You send it to Forbidden Panel at P.O. Box 692, Redlands, California, 92373. Just send it out to us, and I'll get it back to you as soon as humanly possible, all bagged and boarded and everything for you. We will have it up at Indie Planet, available for print on demand, as well as a few other websites that are out there that I cannot talk about right now, but as soon as we get the information, we'll promote it and post it on the website. Now, the cool thing about us finally having our comic book out is means that we will be out and about at the comic circuit, the convention circuit. So our next appearance will be at the Rose Bowl Comic Book and Collectors Show, which is happening on Valentine's Day at the Rose Bowl. So if you have a chance, come on out there. Again, anybody that mentions this, the first five people that talk about this will get the comic book as well as the poster for free. After that, we're having a ZKS release party at Four Color Fantasies in Rancho Cucamonga. That'll be happening on February the 18th. You will actually get to see Brian, Justin, and myself there, signing and talking to people and promoting the comic as much as possible. This is really the bigger deal as opposed to the convention. As much as we'd like you all to come out to the convention, this one is a more personal feel for us because the entire store will be devoted to us and our comic book that's being released.
And me being the J.D. Salinger of the group will actually be there. So.
Right, and then he'll die the next day. It'll be really cool. Come on out. We want to give you guys a heads up. This comic book, it's not a full-size comic book. It's not 22 pages of you know, back-to-back action or anything. This is a 10-page, zero-issue preview comic. This is designed so that you guys can read and understand what kind of comics are we coming at you when the series actually picks up, which hopefully will be in the next 6 to 10 months or so. I know it's a long time to wait, but, again, our artist has a full-time job, so he's already cracking out some of the pages for the next issue. And hopefully you'll be seeing it come out soon. So don't expect to send us money and pick up, you know, this 22-page epic. It's a 10-page comic book. It's really short, really sweet, but it looks great. And he did a fantastic job on it.
Well, it's a zero issue, so,
right.
You know,
for those,
we're just giving you a flavor.
For those of you comic book fans out there, you understand what zero issue means. It's not exactly, you know, a collector's item or anything, but we think it is. So...
Yeah, save that shit.
Yeah, you're going to want to hold on to it, because someday when we're famous. I know this is just my little selfishness in me, but everybody is just raving and ranting about the art and does a great job. I need to know whether or not you like the writing, because I'm the fucker that wrote it. So let me know if you enjoy the story. We want to thank everybody that participated in creating the comic book. Brian, you did a great job with editing, as well as teaching us how to do the lettering. In the scripting, Justin did a phenomenal job with the artwork in there. Ryan did a great job on the cover, man. That cover, everybody loves it, and everybody wants copies of it. So he did a great job with it. So, I want to thank everybody for all that. I think I've babbled on enough. Brian, it's your turn to babble.
Okay. Well, yeah, just to kind of reiterate some of the points that you've already made, I'm fantastically excited, and we really, I mean, it took a lot of work, but once we got the steamroller going, you know, I think we really pulled it out, and everybody did a phenomenal job on this. I only wish my contributions had been a little more, and I'm going to try to work harder to put some more work into the future books. But yeah, definitely, I got to give props to Justin, because he really, you know, it was a good thing we found him.
Right.
Because we had been struggling for so long. And, I mean, Ryan's cover is fantastic. It's really, like, it looks great as a poster. It looks, he did a really good job just, like, really sort of capturing the essence of, you know, what we were doing with ZKS. And I got to give props to you, too, for coming up with this storyline, because it's, you know, yeah, it's a zombie genre story, but it's with a little bit of a different spin on it that, you know, I hadn't really thought of before. And I think it's really interesting and intriguing, and I'm hoping everybody else is going to think that as well. So, yeah, I definitely want to thank all of you guys, and I want to thank you for allowing me to be a part of this project.
Hey, no problem. Anything I can do to take the stress off myself, I will do.
Yeah. I'm just like a big stress ball.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, there you have it. You know, that's you have all the information you guys need. Check the website. We'll be having more updates, and where we'll be as far as promoting the comic book will happen. Again, send us that self-addressed stamped envelope to P.O. Box 692, Redlands, California 92373, and also post a link on it on this posting that you are now listening to. If you look further down into the bar, you'll see that it's there. And we'll get you a copy of the ZKS issue.
And I have to say, you know, we're always constantly begging and pleading for people to give us some input on the show and on this site and everything. But I want to say, God damn it, if you people read this comic, you better send us something. Tell us you hate it. Tell us you love it. Tell us something about
right?
it. We put a lot of work into this. You know, it wasn't just us sitting down for an hour or two to record a show. We put a lot of work into this, and that's what we want, is we want to know what you people think. That's why we created this. We're creating this for everyone else. I mean, we did it for ourselves, but we're also doing this for everyone else.
Also, and we've even gone as far as to make a section in the comic book at the last page for your viewpoint and your opinions. It's called the AAR, the After Action Report. In there, we've put a little gushing, you know, thank you to all of the people that made the comic book happen, but in upcoming issues, you will have the opportunity to send in letters or email with your reviews or questions or whatever you may have, and we'll post the best ones in there and print them out so that you can see what's going on and get answers to your questions as well. To send us email in regards to that, because like a dumbass, I forgot to put the email address in there for you to make that happen. It's zks@forbiddenpanel.com. Very simple. There you have it. Any questions, comments, or whatever you have that you want to put in there or you want to have addressed, send it to that email address, and we will answer it. And like I said, we'll post the best ones in the comic book itself.
Right, but just emails regarding ZKS itself.
Right, anything regarding ZKS is zks@forbiddenpanel.com. Also, we're looking for, when you get the comic, you'll notice that the last page is a pinup done by our good friend Joey Labartnick. He did an awesome job with the pinup. We're looking for more. So if you want to draw up some zombie pinups or stuff and want us to put it in the comic book, shoot it over to us, zks@forbiddenpanel.com, or just send it over to that P.O. box I listed before, and we'll choose the best ones and pop them into the next issue. The next issue will be a full-size issue, be a 22-page one. So we're looking for a lot more filler so that we can give Justin a break on how much he actually has to draw. So any of that stuff, just shoot on over to us. So, there you have it. Brian, any last words before I go ahead and end the show?
I'm just fucking ecstatic. That's really all I can say. about it. I wish I had more copies so I could just walk down the street just like throwing them to people.
No.
But yeah. Well, we want to make money off of this, obviously.
At some point, yeah.
At some point. But I just at this point it's I have something printed with my name on it and I just want to give it to everybody.
I was gonna put a big F minus on yours as if like I graded it, but I didn't want you to cry. So I decided.
I cry all the time anyways. I cried when I got the comic, so what difference does it make?
That's just dirty. You're a dirty, dirty bird.
Yeah, well, it's what I do.
Anyway, we want to thank everybody for tuning in this week. We want to remind everybody to check out our friends' websites, necrosapien.press, that's Justin White. He is the artist of ZKS. He's got some great prints of his stuff up there right now. Eventually, we're going to have a store for him, though you can be able to download all his prints and or just order hardcore prints from him. FourColorFantasies.com, they have a really jacked up website right now, but I'm slowly working on making it amazing. Rose Bowl Comic Book Rose Bowl Comic Show.com is the website where you can find out all the information you need for the Rose Bowl Comics and Collectibles Show. You can also check out BrandyAusset.com. She is an amazing writer. She helped create a lot of the characters for ZKS. You can head over to her site or you can head over to ours and check out the ZKS section to see some of the characters that you will see in the ZKS comic books that are up and coming. We threw a little thank you to her in the back of the comic as well, just so she doesn't feel all left out, because you know how she gets sad and stuff. Hopefully she'll be on the next episode. If I'm forgetting everybody else, you have my apologies, but we really want to get out of here because Brian and I have a lot of running around to do to try and promote this little comic book of ours. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in. Reminder, next week, episode 50, our 50th episode, we're going to try and do something really special with it. And thank everybody for tuning in. We're at 101,000 hits for the month of January, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. It makes us feel great. But we really would appreciate some sort of comment or feedback. So anything you got, let us know. You'll see some changes coming to the website soon to make it easier for people to reply without having to worry about, you know, the spamming or anything like that that may happen on other sites. That's why you have to register with us so that we can control the amount of spam that you dealt with. So we apologize if that's a pain in the ass, but it's for your own protection. So again, Brian, I think we did an awesome job when we can shake each other's hands when we see each other on ZKS.
Little pat on the back right
now.
Yeah,
yeah. Stay away from my ass. Thanks everybody again for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Panelcast is brought to you by Forbidden Panel. Please visit us at www.forbiddenpanel.com.